Okay. This is co-creation in partnership with The Field with Gary and Terry on July 9th. So the answer, one of your thoughts about what is The Field, Deborah, is it's the energy that surrounds us.
Yes.
Thank you. And others.
In my opinion, a part of The Field is our unconscious awareness of what's around us. If we were picking up everything that was in our unconscious awareness, we'd be overwhelmed. And so we only are conscious of what we're focusing on, but we are also aware of lots more, and we're picking up more and feeling empathy, and that's a part of, that's a piece of The Field to me.
Thank you. And by watching your hands, there is something about that, too.
Charlotte, once I started learning about aura, people's auras, I'm reminded that Phil was describing auras with his hands. It excited me to think that our auras were mixing with other auras around us. So I think that even though physically we're separate, emotionally or spiritually we're together.
Okay. Sharon, thank you, Charlotte. An aura salad. Sure.
I'm thinking that we are multidimensional beings of light, and so there are many levels of consciousness, energetic as well as physical, and that the field is kind of the way it's been described by people who use that term a lot in the consciousness world, I think is more of a vibration that humanity taps into, where you can really access thought, you can influence. There's just so many dimensions that I guess it can go to a lot of places, but we're all connected in this field. With everything, actually, not just people.
Thank you, Sharon. What comes to your body when you think of the field?
Well, it depends on what the field is, what comes to the body, what's in the field. Certain things you're going to feel and differently than others. For example, I'm in a field right now with all kinds of construction going on around me, and I'm totally alert to noises that might impact our conversation. So in a way that I'm usually not, because I generally will create a pretty secure environment in which to coach, not with all kinds of things going on. So,
Terry?
Yes.
I would like to mention that we are having disturbances in the field. In our immediate field, and I'm afraid I've traced it back to your mic. And so what I have been doing is when other people speak, I've muted you, and then I unmute when you start to speak. So in case you're wondering what's going on, that's what's going on. And now I will leave you alone.
I'm wondering if it's because of the recording.
No, it happened before your recording, Alexis is wondering if it's because of Virginia's computer.
Because both of you are in the same room, if there's feedback between the two in the same room?
I take already my computer off, so.
Okay. So it's not that.
It's not that?
No. Is there anything now? Shake your head if there is any disturbance now.
No, I'm not getting any disturbance right now.
Okay.
Ephrat is. Some are, some are not. Okay. Okay, I will turn my cell phone on and off a lot.
Okay.
May I ask who is owner? Do you know the person who?
I do not know who owner is. Owner, I'm going to, there you go, unmute you. So. Yeah.
This is Deborah Demarche Carison. Sorry, I don't have video.
Oh, hi. Okay.
Hi.
And I'm going to ask one more. I'm going to put in one more plug, please. I'm sorry, since we've already started here. Please, 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 when you sign up, when you decide to come to this, please do register, because I have about 20 people that I'm going to need to go in and manually register so that I can check you off as being here and be able to send you the CCEs. That's okay, Sharon. I got you. So, please do in the future.
Kathy, yeah. Is it something, I don't know if I registered, is it something that we can do now, go back and register?
So no, don't worry about it now. I've written down a list of everybody who's here, so I will do it after this meeting. But just in the future, just click the little register button, and that, it costs you nothing, just 5 seconds, and then you can do that. Yeah. Oh, there's no link in the email, so maybe that's what the problem, because this, normally we don't have this many people. So what I will do is I will make sure that the field is better served going forward by making it more likely that people will be able to register and succeed. Thanks, Alexis, for letting me know that. I'm done.
Okay.
Beautiful. Actually, it's what Kathy, you just said. It's like structuring and shaping the field. And I'm just curious to know, how do you all feel now that, and what change in your presence do you notice right now? And how has your presence changed until the beginning of this teleclass?
Mine feels more relaxed.
Yeah. What else?
I am more on the alert.
On the alert. No. Okay. We've got relaxed and more on the alert. What else have we got in the field?
Thankful for the care that's being taken to connect us all.
I couldn't.
Thankful for the care that's being taken. Yeah.
I think more anticipation of what we're going to be learning today.
An anticipation. Okay. Beautiful.
I agree. I'm sorry. I feel that same anticipation. Eagerness.
I think I feel that as well, and on a vibratory level, like my body is more tingly since you had us just tune into the physical, and I also feel very connected to everyone on the call, seeing old friends, new faces, and it's really nice to just hear people and see people.
Connection to the field makes me more centered, and I feel more connected, and a good feeling. I like it.
So through the connection with the field, feeling more connected and centered. So thank you for sharing all this, and I think, Terry, we're good to go with the personal note that we're going to ask everyone to make. And in a moment, we will ask you to just fill in the end of this sentence, an important question I'm looking for an answer to is. You will keep the question for yourself, so be comfortable to ask anything you want. And we're going to experiment in this teleclass, both on individual and on group level, as we're already doing it. And we see how the field is moving and how we are moving along with everyone else here and with the field. So what we're going to do with this question, we're going to ask it and write it down. Then we're going to leave it aside for the duration of the teleclass and revisit it at the end of the teleclass. So how we can do it, it's just take a pen and paper. If you're nowhere near around it, you just think about the question and just affirm you will remember what your thoughts are. And just connect with yourself and sink into this field that we are now co-creating. And take a minute or two to listen to your body, your heart, your gut, maybe, and let the question emerge from deep within. It might be something that's at the tip of your mind right now, or it might be something that you have long been searching to find an answer for. If no question comes to you, just embrace the fact as it is and open up to allow to anything coming to you by the end of the teleclass. So when the question forms, just write it down on the piece of paper or affirm it for yourself. Ask the field for guidance throughout this journey. And when you're done, just leave the paper aside or the thought aside for now until we come back to it later. Yes, thank you, Terry, for putting it in the chat box. You already now have it in the chat box. An important question I'm looking for an answer to is. And then leave it aside. Leave the paper or the thought aside. And we'll revisit it at the end of the time. If anybody needs some more time, just raise a hand. Can we raise a hand here? No, we can't. So just, I'm looking at everyone now, trying to. Okay, we've got a couple more people still writing down. So gently we're going to move in the next part, which is the guided visualization, which Terry and I have prepared for you. It's a two-part visualization. The first part will be led by me and the second part by Terry. And after each part, we're going to take 2 to 3 minutes to just reflect or take notes so that we can afterwards reflect on the whole experience and conclude with the discussion of the field. Okay. So, wherever you are, just make sure you feel safe, you feel comfortable. Some of you may even wanna switch off the video, or you could leave it on, however you feel like doing it. Just feel free to suit yourself and to make yourself comfortable. And during the visualization, I'd like to mention this, just follow my voice, and at the same time, let yourself be the guide for yourself. As this shaman called Andrew once spoke to me, he said, you cannot know yourself because the self is just a story we're telling ourselves. So do not follow the words, but rather the direction where yourself guides you in this journey. And whatever may be coming to you, just notice it and explore it with curiosity. So if we're ready to start, now let's prepare for the first part of the visualization. And this part will be to experience yourself in the field. Now sink into the space you find yourself. A chair, your car maybe, anywhere. And relax your body. You might want to close your eyes and take a deep breath in, and then slowly breathe out. And again, deep breath in, and slowly breathe out. And once again, breathe in and breathe out. And then return to your normal breathing. If you notice any tension in your body, just breathe into it and let that part relax. If you notice any thoughts, just observe them and let them float away. As you continue breathing, connect with your inner center deep inside your body. And from this center, tune into your higher self. As you continue to sink deep into your body, let yourself expand and explore. We are going to a journey to experience and explore the field. The field that connects us all. That is always here with us, that is working through us, and that brings us the wisdom to be and to co-create from within. As David Krasher explains in a newsletter, Pulse of Spirit, June 2018 issue, creation happens through the magic of witnessing creation. Through the magic of bringing consciousness to creation. Now, invite the field to present itself to you and notice what is coming up to you now. What is it that you notice? What do you see, hear, or feel? Notice What is the shape of the field? How does it move? What makes it move? How does the field feel? What is its texture? What is its energy? Now tune in with the pulse of the field. How is it changing? What makes it change? How does the field breathe? As you continue to explore, notice what is at the heart of the field. And where is its heart? Now connect with the mind of the field. Where is it? How does it feel? Does the field have a taste? A fragrance you can experience? Sense the body of the field. Connect with the soul of the field. Notice everything that is coming up for you in this moment. Now, ask the field, what is the gift that you've always had for me? And just let yourself accept the gift as it is. Bring your attention again on the breathing, and gently breathe in and breathe out, and come back to this space and time. And when you're ready, you may open your eyes and take 2 to 3 minutes to just be, reflect. And feel free to take any notes whenever you're ready.
in a moment, when you are ready, you will re-enter the field. And this time, invite a client to join you. Any client. A real one or an imaginary one. So if you have been writing, you may close your eyes again to remove any distractions and to relax gently. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out, and re-enter the field with all of you present. Now connect with the masterful coach in you, the masterful coach inside of you, and outside of you. And bring into the field the image of this client. Sense the presence of both of you in the field together. You are curious, so you explore. How are you and your client connected in the embrace of the field? What is the quality of the connection when you are both being the best of yourselves? How are you co-creating together? How is the field guiding you through the process of creating together? How is the field guiding you? Now ask the field, what do I need in order to be my best self in my coaching? What do I need? And acknowledge whatever answer or answers you get. Once again, take 2 or 3 minutes just to be and reflect, and feel free to take notes if you wish. So when you feel ready, and you will let us know by returning to the visual. Let's have a little conversation. Gary, what do you think we want to ask them first?
The question that's coming through me now is, what's this experience telling you or giving you now? And what do you now know with respect to the field?
Unmute. And who would like to share first?
I'll share if it's okay. This is Joanne. I came to this call with very little energy. And as I sat and listened to the visualization and afterwards, I could feel the energy in the field and use it. And I'm feeling so much better now. It's like, whoa, I'm still tired, but hey, I can face the rest of the day. So thank you all for sharing the energy. Appreciate it.
Thank the field. What else, please? John.
I am thinking that the field is very large and that this dynamic that we're sharing is the use of this technology. I would love to see this expanded into a wider field for people who might not give too much consideration of what the field is, but they have a field. But perhaps this would be a real opening for people. So it's got my wheels turning as far as who could network with an experience with the two of you, for example, to widen this creative field in a much, in a wider way, not judging it, saying it's, but just saying, oh, there are possibilities here that have not been touched yet.
How about widening it for the three of us? How about the 28? How about all 30 here? Maybe we can all be a seed of field expansiveness and awareness. Oh, now I'm turning. Okay. Who else? Thank you, John. Oops, I muted too quickly. Thank you, John.
Hi, everybody. For me, it is usually very easy to see the field, to have the image, the inner image of the field. But today, the difference is that I got a very powerful emotional and physical attachment to the field. So thank you to you all. It's I haven't words just to express what I felt. Thank you.
I'm amazed at how connected I feel to each person that is talking. And I'm thinking, oh, my heavens, this information technology, Zoom, really helps expand my field of people, you know, continents away. This is wonderful. And so possibilities of that. And I certainly feel more open and connected with this. And I like that. Wow. Thank you.
Does anyone else want to share?
Efra.
Was very interesting. I felt like the field separated me and my client from not a negative separation, just kind of we're in a bubble and we pick and choose what comes in this field. And the sole existence in this field is to expand our awareness. And it was kind of a feeling of non-physical, as if kind of we're creating this field as we speak and kind of like choose what comes in, what goes out, what expands, and every thought appears. And me, Efrat, as myself, I felt as if my personal life is not in that field. It's all about what the client and I are choosing to bring in there for the moment of, I had the word and I lost it.
As you were speaking, Efrat, I was thinking of a song from college, which I think has a biblical basis. It was something about a wheel within a wheel within a wheel. And so I'm thinking a field within a field within a field.
Wow, I just feel like sharing while you were speaking and naming the gratitude, the creativity that the field brought you, this expansion, this energy, this connectedness, this emotional, powerful experience that you had in the bubble from where to pick and choose. There were tears coming through my eyes, but these were like tears of joy, as if that I sensed and or I heard or I felt like the field is rejoicing that we are actually taking notice in it. And Yeah. And using it to just co-create with it. That's what I felt, and I just needed to blurt it out and to give it back to you. It's beautiful.
And think for a moment about the process. Could you access the field without the teleclass anytime you want to? No? I see some yeses and some noes. What is needed to access the field when you want it? A question for thought. What is needed?
In my opinion, it's only to want to do it. Only to connect. That's it. Nothing.
I think you also need time. It was really nice that you gave us time. And like you spoke the intention or direction, the guidance, to sink into the space. So I found that initially, you know, focus with the breathing, and then there's a certain point at which all of a sudden you're just in the depth, in a deeper place. So it does take a little time, not very long, but enough time with that intention and to create a space where that's what you're doing.
I think that we gave a name to the space that we have together with the clients, with ourselves and with the clients and with what happens in the meeting when we meet clients. And when we gave the name, we could connect, and I felt a lot of emotions and a lot of feelings. To this name, to this shape that I suddenly saw in my eyes. It was also like a bubble, but the bubble had a shape of the infinity sign, you know, the infinity sign. And it was a lot of fluid inside, and it went like this. And I thought about it, is it a field? Or what is it? So suddenly there is a name that connects to a lot of thoughts and a lot of things that happens inside me. So this was my experience.
Thank you, Dahlia. Time and intention. We didn't talk about this, Gary, but I'm going to throw something out here. Everyone on this call, and you don't have to agree, I put out a proposal for consideration that every one of us connect with the field again within 1 week. You can do it as many times as you want to, but at least once. So you don't have to say whether you are accepting this, but I put this out as a proposal to find the time and have the intention and take a question with you into the field.
This is beautiful.
Well, yeah. You know me, my purpose has to take steps towards our dreams, so very purposeful for me to come out with something like that.
Yeah. And I'd just like to read what some of you wrote in the chat box, just to give it back to everyone. Elaine says, to simply access the place in me where I'm continually being created. And Deborah says, one just needs to surrender to the field and become part of it freely. And Elena says, yes, just surrender. Yeah. So we could all do it, just be in 1 week time. Yeah. Connect with the field.
I had an experience with the question that we created together, that I used it. An important question I want to take into the field was, how can I consistently stay aware of the field? And the answer back was, I am the field. And that was like, ha ha. Okay, you got me. I am the field. It's not something out there. It's everything out there, and I'm a part of it. So, time and intention. What closing thoughts do we have, Gary?
Yeah, I would like to, just as Terry spoke of the personal note, you could now revisit your personal note about the question you asked in the beginning and see if anything is coming up to you now. And just know that it might be coming in the next days or even in your dreams. So just be aware and alert and embracing to whatever is coming to you. So, yeah.
And remember, whatever comes, be grateful. Yeah. Anything you receive, even if it does not make sense now, it might or not, but be grateful. So, I have a word which I will put in the chat. I did not make this word up. It's the word awesome in English. We, so, me. That's how you spell awesome. Someone else brought that to my attention, so I share that and close also with a very big thank you to all of you for participating in this, and for Gary for partnering with me in this, and for Kathy to manage this experience in the way we all need it and want it and are grateful for it. So, thank you from me.
And a big, big thank you for me and for your beautiful, beautiful energy that I held throughout this 1 hour. Thank you.
And notice how the distractions were gone once we all went in the field. Mm-hmm. Thank you, thank you. This is going to be a tele-recording on the...